Welcome back, everybody. This is Ashaholics, and if you don't know what that is, you can just, well, fuck off. Go play in the freeway. I am Ash Hollywood. I am your lovely host, and here I have some guests on series two of this podcast on the Julieland universe. We're taking over. My two guests today are Michael Vegas and his roommate. Do you even have a stage name, anything?
I don't. I just go by Chris Arminio.
We just, okay, yeah. Chris.
We tried to come up with a porn name for him just so he could have one. And we couldn't, there were a lot of good options, but we still haven't settled on one.
I know, right?
We should definitely name you on my podcast. I think that is a wonderful idea. Chris Topher. I came up with that one.
Christopher Robbins was on, yeah.
Yeah, I like Chris Topher. Because then he's Christopher.
Like Christopher Robbins. That's sad, though. Right?
Some Pooh Bear shit.
He lets Winnie the Pooh go. And then Winnie the Pooh cries. Right?
I think his stage name should be Tigger.
Tigger. Just one word, yeah.
Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That should be what you do every pop shot. T-I-double-G-R. Okay, but all that bullshit aside, today's subject is actually, what the fuck is it like living with a porn star? Because you, Chris, are actually a civilian. By civilian, we mean that somebody that does not work in the adult industry.
Right.
I can't get this fucking Red Bull open. We're getting all cracked out on candy and Red Bull in here.
What do you do?
Right now, I'm a background actor, so I work in the SAG-AFTRA union,
excellent.
And I'm an aspiring actor, an artist, so I do love living with, Mike and just being around this atmosphere, and the way that I've explained it before to Mike and friends is that I think of porn as being, like, extreme acting. This is the new age where everything is just over the edge and just, like, just really great, so I'm so intimidated by it, but fuck, I wish I could do it. You know, and I feel so young, and sometimes I feel like, fuck, man, why can't I do it? But, you know, there's a seat part inside me that feels like, oh, man, people aren't going to accept me if I'm, like, all over the place. But fuck, that's just me, you know, gaining on myself about it, because look at you guys. You guys are doing things, and you guys are just fucking skyrocketing. And
definitely. We are a little crazy. Speaking of crazy.
Damaged.
Oh, fuck you.
What I like to use.
Fuck you.
I fell off the wagon a number of times. I'm damaged.
Anyways, fuck you, dick. Just dick. Anyways, what? Do you have like a crazy story of living with a porn star?
Like, what's the strangest thing?
Like, what is the strangest thing that has ever happened?
Is that a sound? Was it sound? Like what you walked in on?
God, you know, it's so interesting because whenever I think about bringing people over, sometimes at first you would think like, oh, I'm going to have to introduce them and think like, oh, God, most of my friends now are pretty much people that are in the industry. So it's like, oh, man, what are they going to think of me after they meet Mike and they meet everyone? And then they meet them and they're like, your friends are fucking awesome. You know? So there's really nothing to be afraid of or anything to like, you know, fear because,
you can be awesome and damaged, though.
Well, that's the thing.
Why are you picking on us today?
We're the bad kids in porn.
We are the bad kids in porn. Actually, we came to this conclusion very, very recently that we're the bad kids in porn and everybody wants to hang out with us.
Yes,
and,
like again, damaged.
Michael Vegas is going to get more Red Bull and we may be screwed.
So what's the strangest thing? I mean, was it a sound? Was it like a conversation?
I know you guys have some pretty interesting parties.
Was somebody cleaning out their butt or something? Like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
No, I guess it's just the closest thing would just be, almost a breakout of like a orgy towards the end of the night, just where it's like.
Ash, were you involved in this?
I was not involved in this. Shocking.
Because I would think you would start that.
You need to come to Black Unicorn with us more.
Michael Vegas, I actually have to say, I hit my personal record on how many people I fucked in one day, and you were a part of that.
What's your personal record?
You know, shake my hand. I'm glad I could be a part of this monument.
Glad you can help. What's the record?
Five people in one day.
Nice. Five people in one day.
Crazy.
What's the most you fucked in? What's the most you fucked in a 24-hour period?
That would be
five.
That would be five. Yeah.
I beat that record.
Hilarious.
Actually, no. I think it was more than that. Now that I'm thinking about it.
24-hour period.
Like, no, it was like definitely.
Now I'm thinking back.
It was definitely.
It got real quiet because we're all trying to remember what the fuck we've been doing with our lives.
My file cabinet of people just like flew open and spilled all over the place.
Mine filled up and I got tired of organizing, so it's just on the floor.
It's like we need to get Phoenix over here to discuss her numbers. She'll tell you.
She is very good at numbers. She knows down to the T how many scenes she's done.
Excellent. She knows exactly who she's that. Did, how many times.
She's almost to 1,000.
Yeah.
We were talking about something special something to like do that. On the 1,000th one.
No, you know what? She was talking about that at the... when she was on the pool table getting her butthole fisted.
Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised.
While getting it fisted?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so. No, there was a lot of gaping involved and some anal speculums and some drool and some
much
spit.
Speculation happening.
And, were you there for that?
He was my... I was the star of that movie. Oh, okay. You fucking
I'm the
dick!
I'm the star!
I don't watch, so I don't know.
Anyways, we got really off topic there. Yeah. I'm sure, Chris, that you run into these conversations all the time about like, hey, what did you do on set today? Did you learn anything new? But
have you been on a set?
Have you been on a set, actually?
And
watched
people
question.
Fuck?
I've been on a set, but I've not watched people fuck. I've been on a softcore set, and then I've also been outside of a hardcore set.
You gotta take him on, like field trip.
He needs to experience.
Chris did do a softcore movie.
Really?
So, yes.
Like Cinemax kind of thing.
Showtime, yeah.
Yeah, Showtime.
Like a, what was a Beach Heat type shit. Oh,
Beach Heat Miami.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
Woo! Right. Yeah. I actually think that just aired like not too long ago. By the way,
you gotta take him on a set though. And show him.
That's
and,
a good call.
You know, the first time,
I don't know, I never even thought of that.
The first time's always a good time. Especially when you watch a friend. That's really
you're
weird,
super
right?
excited, and then you go, we're still just sitting here.
Yeah. My experience was the best. I knew Julie for literally 2 years before I saw her fuck, and I accidentally walked in on a set while she's being fucked by Mr. Marcus. And I went, oh my God. I was shocked. I turned around and ran out and went, oh my God, I'll never be the same.
Scarred for life.
And then Julie runs up to me afterwards and is like, you okay? I was like, I just don't know if I can see that
I
ever
can never
again.
Unsee that.
There are some
ever.
Things you cannot unsee.
But you got to take him on a set. You got to give him the tour.
I do. I mean, he's met a number of directors and he's been to the parties and stuff with me. So he's seen the people.
Ooh,
but he needs to go on set for sure.
So what kind of porn do you like to watch?
Wow, that's a great question. I guess mostly...
Ash Hollywood?
God, mostly Ash Hollywood.
Yeah, got a lot of kick
I love exotic porn. I love... I've been to fishy things recently. A lot of feet and oil massages and shit like that. And
Who's your favorite girl in the business?
Excluding
the girls in the room.
Excluding
the room. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, what's funny is... I'm kind of dating this girl right now, so I've been watching porn that looks a lot like her, which is kind of fucking weird. She has braces and she's got a nice big ass and long brunette hair, so I'm into kind of the exotic type right now. I never thought I would have a braces fetish, but holy shit.
This just
you
sounds
also
like
have
a disaster.
Chafed dick fetish.
No, seriously, are you into cock and ball torture here? Because that just sounds awful. It's actually hilarious. Called CBT. It's a real term.
It's like I just think that stop getting caught in her.
Hold on, I have a little cock in my teeth. Let me get that out.
Does she carry a little toothpick or a little water pick next to the bed?
Man, I remember I took a brace right to the urethra once, and it was awful. And I live in here for your penis.
Thank you,
Chris.
She'll get them off in a month, so it's gonna be interesting. Nice.
Then he's gonna dump her.
I don't like it. Right.
No, she's
you're
gonna
out.
Want to give
you're
as
too
many
old looking.
She can then.
I like my girls to look like they're 12.
Reap away. Reap the blowjob, no braces reward.
So, Chris, there are a lot of cliches about porn stars and porn in general, and I'm sure you know a bulk of them. What is the biggest cliche that you want to kind of destroy since you're behind the scenes? Is there any that you can think of?
Wow. Yeah, just kind of the whole airhead of it all, just kind of how you hear about oh man, they must be dumb, or they must be doing it because they were damaged as a kid or something really fucked up happened to them. But I think as you're starting
so
to talk but what's interesting is whenever I was listening to the last podcast, you guys are so fucking interesting and you're doing things that are so revolutionary, and whenever we think about people that are part of this whole new scene, it's just oh my God, whether you're in porn or not, this is all so interesting. And when we think of the lifestyle, and especially living out in the city like this, it's oh my God, you're being exposed to so much.
Now, if I remember correctly, you're actually from a small town.
I am. I'm from Newburgh, Indiana. So it's just like pre-Hodunk, a lot of like food chain restaurants. And
I know exactly.
Hodunk is a fucking perfect word for it.
A one-night
like
town.
Like inbred white trash kind of thing going on.
It's they want to seem classy, you know, but...
our trailer is nice.
Right, yeah. We're classy. But yeah. I think before I forget, one of the best parts about kind of our mornings is whenever we get ready for work, I've always kind of had this kind of like Fight Club moment where I feel like Mike is Tyler Durden, and
first rule of Fight Club is you don't fucking talk about Fight Club.
But like we're talking, I'm like, you know, what are you doing today? He's like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, go have sex with like a girl or two or whatever. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to go on a fucking Disney set and want to blow my brains out, you know? But like, like we're like helping each other out. I'm like, yeah, dude, you look fucking great. And he's like, thanks, man. You look pretty classy and shit like that. And you know, it's just like, so it's funny how like, it's almost like the polar opposite sometimes,
but
as far as where we're going.
Just think of it this way though. On your Disney set, there's no chance of you catching any STDs.
You might,
I don't
get
know.
Raped by
he did, wait, he did double for the Jonas Brothers. So I don't know about that.
Okay, gay porn.
This podcast just got really weird.
Let's
and
not
like,
talk about gay porn, okay, everybody? Let's not go there.
Yeah, gay porn is like Fight Club. We just don't talk about it.
Just don't talk about it.
Just don't talk about it. Oh, Michael, stop ingesting so much sugar. You have a collection of red
dude. I'm like a hummingbird. I need this.
How did you guys meet?
Here's a funny story. He knew
all ties in together.
He knew my ex-wife.
Okay.
They worked in an Italian restaurant in Indiana before I ever knew either of them.
Wow.
We got thrown out of our old place and needed somewhere to live, and we moved in with Chris because he is such a kind gentleman. And once my wife and I split up, it turned out that Chris and I were better friends. So I still live there, and we're still friends. This dude's like my best buddy now.
So almost like a dog and custody battle. You got the dog. She got nothing. You got the roommate. And you're out. Wow.
So Ash, should I meet you that same night?
Actually, yeah. You met me through the same person, same night. And yeah. I think... we might have been at Bar Sinister or
yeah,
something
Bar
of the
Sinister.
Sort. It was either
yeah.
Bar Sinister or Firefly. But anyways, we all used to go out to fetishy clubs. And so that's actually where we all met, is in a really you
when
poor
she
small
says,
town
says,
boy.
Wait.
So you met
him.
Oh, but you met them on set though. You met Michael on set, not in a bar.
I met Michael on set a long, long time ago.
The first time I ever actually met you was at X-Biz like 2 years ago, walking through the hallway, and I knew Xander, and I was just cruising by, and then I saw you.
We said we're not going to talk about gay porn.
Yes!
Awesome burn!
Oh my god, I had nothing to do with that. Anyways, no, Chris, I mean, I feel so bad for you. You're this small town guy, you come to LA, you're hanging out with these porn star friends, we're all fucking wild and crazy, and we take you to a fetish goth bar. And we're like, hey, wear all black and eyeliner and you can come right in. And then, I mean, there was probably heavy drinking involved, we're all inebriated, and I can't even imagine where the night went from there, because, yeah, I was a little bit more crazy back then, too.
Secretly, though, it's I couldn't ask for anything better. It's been such a fucking great life since meeting everyone, and it's been awesome.
So, Vegas, we already know where to find you, at It's Michael Vegas. Chris, does anybody have a way to get in contact with you? They might be curious. Do you want to be found?
Right now, I'm kind of underground. It's kind of fun.
Okay, we're going to leave you. We're going to leave you underground and off the grid. You're going to be like the mystery guest of my podcast.
Your Twitter.
I do have a Twitter. It's Christo4, CHRISTOH. The number 4, and I rarely use it. I'm more so on Instagram and Facebook. So you can find me on Facebook under Christopher Arminio.
Or on a Disney set.
Or a Disney set.
There's a furry out there somewhere looking
NBC.
For you.
Yeah. Exactly. I've been making my rounds recently, so I've been working anchor management and Australian talk show called Rove LA a lot recently. And just jumping around, doing a lot of shit out here. Just
Hollywood.
Random crap, yeah. That's...
You are having the experience, and I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We may talk more about that someday.
Cool.
But again, thank you guys. This has been Ash Hollywood, the one and only, with Ashaholics. And we'll see you around next time if you decide to come. And if you don't, well, you're not invited to my birthday anymore. So bye.
Wicked burn.